Gunfire lit up the sky over Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Enerhodar in southern Ukraine. The Ukrainians say heavy shelling by Russian forces set off a huge fire in a building on the site.
As a result of strikes, there is a fire at the nuclear power plant. I repeat, as a result of strikes by the Russian Federation forces on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, a fire has erupted.
It took firefighters 4 hours to put out the blaze. Emergency crews reportedly coming under fire from Russian troops who seized the area after fierce fighting. World leaders condemned the attack as reckless. Ukraine's president accused Russia of what he called nuclear terrorism.
We survived the night that could have stopped the story. The history of Ukraine, the history of Europe. Russian troops attacked Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe. It alone could be 6 Chernobyls.
Calming international fears of a catastrophe, nuclear monitors in Vienna said the plant's reactors were secure.
We, of course, are fortunate that there was no release of radiation and that the integrity of the reactors in themselves was not compromised.
The Kremlin denied attacking the plant and blamed it on Ukrainian saboteurs. 9 days into Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, Russian troops continue to push into the country. Moscow says these pictures show its tanks near Kyiv. For days, a 60-kilometer-long military convoy has stopped outside the capital for reasons that still aren't clear. But it's fueling anxiety and fear in the city. Some wonder how their lives could have changed so fast.
This is a genocide against Ukraine, the Ukrainian people and Ukrainian land. It is simply awful. Scenes like these are fired at homes all over the country.
Cities including Kharkiv in the east and the strategic port of Mariupol on the Sea of Azov continue to be pounded by Russian shells. Schools, homes, hospitals all hit, contradicting Moscow's claims that it's not targeting civilian areas.
And we will not surrender. We will stand here on our land, in our city, for as long as it takes.
Among the destruction, many ordinary Ukrainians continue to resist. Others are desperate to leave.
UN says that at least 1 million people have fled Ukraine for neighboring countries since the Russian invasion began more than a week ago. Thousands of people have passed through the city of Lviv. It is not far from the Polish border and they just keep coming.
We are very scared because our parents are staying here.
I hope it's not all our last days of our life, I mean, for all the world.
Ukrainian and Russian negotiators agreed on Thursday to set up humanitarian corridors. No word yet, though, on how or when these would be implemented. In the meantime, people across the country live in fear, face uncertainty, and a new generation is growing up with another war. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Lviv, Ukraine.